What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Fan Culture, episode 16 now. No Sakani here with us this week. He's in Cuba probably good. For the next few weeks, I believe. So he's probably going to miss a few episodes.
Did you say good?
He did.
Yeah. In studio, you got myself, Sid, Carl, Brandon here. And we got our first special guest, co-host.
Trump roll, please.
Justin Caldwell, how you doing,
hey,
Justin?
Hey, what's up with y'all, man? Hey, how y'all doing, man? Yeah,
good.
Good to be here.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming in. This has been kind of in discussions for a while, and then, you know, last episode just kind of sprung up, and Carl was like, well, let me call him right now. And,
I heard that episode. I didn't know I was being recorded.
You're being recruited on the spot.
It's nothing incriminating was stated, so you good.
If you said no, like, I was going to edit it out. You know what I mean? So you're good. Yeah, don't trip.
No, it's all good. All love.
All right, but no, we're super excited to have you in here. You know, bring some new takes to the table and, you know, just discussion and debate and all that good stuff. So we're just excited to have you here. We got a lot to get into. Apparently, no one wants to play in the FIBA World Cup. I think they might be recruiting me to play this year.
I'm down to play.
That's just a rumor that I heard.
I've been working on my jump shot.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get some runs this summer.
All defense over here.
So you ain't playing in the in our league this year, rec league.
What you mean? I'm just being a little more productive than in past seasons.
Okay. That's why you're running hills and stuff, right? Did you end up running hills?
I did.
Okay, I see you.
Hey, let me know when you go again. I'm trying to get it in.
Hey, for real.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. All right, but we got that to get into. Mayweather and Thurman. Potential Mayweather and
Pacquiao and Thurman.
Pacquiao and Thurman. My bad. Pacquiao and Thurman. Mayweather. The reason I brought Floyd Mayweather up is because he's involved somehow. Obviously, Floyd always has to be involved somehow. Right, so we'll talk about that as well. NFL proposing an 18-game season with a little caveat, not just a straight 18 games. We'll talk about that too. But let's go ahead and go back to the FIBA World Cup and how no one wants to play in it. So far, we have, I believe, over 10 players decide to not play this year in the FIBA World Cup. Some of the, you know, kind of usual suspects are those more major names. You know, you're LeBron, you're Westbrook, and guys that just, you know, play all the time. They play in all those, you know, overseas competitions.
Right.
Some of the players that have declined invites, you got LeBron, you got Paul George, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, you've got Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, James Harden, Eric Gordon, Bradley Beal, Anthony Davis.
Man, that's a lot.
Tobias Harris, everybody. Paul Millsap, that's and Kevin lot, Love. Lot. And DeMar DeRozan as well.
Man.
So,
the whole league.
Yeah, the whole league.
Watch us win still, though.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because our worst player is going to be, like, better than pretty much everyone's second best player, at least.
At the moment, I see Team USA has 16 current players on the roster, which would be Harrison Barnes, Andre Drummond, Kemba Walker, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton, Miles Turner, Kyle Kuzma, Brooke Lopez, Paul Millsap, Jason Tatum, PJ Tucker, Donovan Mitchell, Marcus Smart, Thaddeus Young, Jaylen Brown, and Julius Randle.
Yeah, so
honestly, I don't know who like else Greece team has playing with Giannis. But
honestly, Spain might win it.
The only teams to really worry about are going to be Spain. Spain's always a problem.
Australia,
and
maybe.
Canada. Canada's a problem.
Hey, they've been coming up.
Canada's got Jamal Murray. They've got Andrew Wiggins. I mean, they've got the most NBA talent, I think, out of every
Tristan Thompson's
nation.
Not playing, though.
Tristan's not playing?
No.
Okay, but yes, I mean, Canada usually has they got some solid up-and-coming athletes, so they're going to be a problem for, you know, the years to come or for the duration that they're in the league. But first and foremost, do you guys think that this is a problem that the NBA is going to need to deal with moving forward, or is this kind of just an anomaly?
Nah, I think that a lot of the players have either won it already or they're just preparing for the NBA season. It's like, why do it? It's like, it's when I can, you know, work on, you know, my game or whatever I got to do during the summer, or just take the summer off. You know what I mean? Why do I got to play basketball for the national team when I've already won one, maybe two FIBA championships already? Hmm. And a lot of these guys, they're preparing for the season. So they're chasing like a ring for during the season, as opposed to playing against these guys that, like, I don't think they're taking that seriously. Nor should they. I mean, because I think we have enough firepower still.
Yeah. Justin, what you think?
Well, yeah, like Brandon was saying, you know, it's a new NBA season. Everybody on switch teams, so basically, why if you already won in the Olympics, why even go? You might as well get prepared for the season. It's open. It's finally open after 5 years. You know, Golden State taking over. And right. Plus, it's time for the new guys to come in and represent, you know, the United States.
Put on for the country.
You know, old guys are getting older.
Right, right.
Legs ain't what they used to be, so.
That's facts. Carl?
Get these young guns in.
No, I agree with the last two. I mean, especially with Justin bringing up the Olympics, I think that would be a little different than just the FIBA World Cup. I feel like at that point, that's when you feel like, okay, I know I'm one of the best, and I would love to do that. At this time, I think it is better for the younger players to get their shine. And then if I'm somebody like a Harden, Westbrook, Paul George, Kawhi, LeBron, AD, and I know I'm playing for a championship, I feel like that's far more important. You go out there, you get hurt, and then what? I'd rather not risk that. I feel like a world title for some of those players just means a little more than a FIBA World Cup at this time, you know. And then kind of like what Brandon touched on, I still feel like there's enough talent in the NBA. I'm not fully sold on the roster that we have at the moment, but I feel like we still have enough talent outside of those top 15, 20 dudes to at least compete for it.
Yeah. I mean, everyone remembers what happened to Paul George, you know, in that, you know, whole scrimmage and everything. Yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah,
that's I watched that live.
Nasty.
Yeah, so that's always a legitimate concern. I don't think there's, you know, much worry that the NBA needs to have. I'd like to go back to the statistics and find out, okay, that year before the Olympics, is this a trend? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Do more players tend to drop out the year before the Olympics? You know, if you're Steph Curry, if you're James Harden, okay, I know I'm playing in the 2020 Olympics, so I'm not going to play, you know, this summer because I'm expecting to be playing all the way through June in the NBA season and then get ready to play through August, you know, whatever the case is.
You just got
to
be smart.
Right, so I'm wondering, are they dropping out in anticipation of playing in the 2020 Olympics?
Could be.
Yeah.
I think they should bring Carmelo back, though.
I was about to say,
I know that's
Olympic Melo. Olympic Melo.
I've seen that trending. I would love
to see that.
It'd be nice to see it.
As long as you can still play, you should have a shot.
I mean, if you got P.J. Tucker on the squad, no offense to P.J. Tucker because he's nice, but, I mean, go ahead. Why don't you just put Melo in? Bring Melo back.
I felt that way about Tayshaun Prince a couple years ago because I understand their role on the roster, but at the end of the day, when it's crunch time and you do need a stop, I don't think you putting PJ Tucker in. You still going with your best five, which PJ Tucker is not.
Yeah.
So he's just like a roster filler.
Yeah, they just grab him.
They reach for that. If anything, it'll be more competitive. Like, usually we know teams going to get blown out by 30, 40
points.
Winning
by an average of 40.
It's no superstars. Yeah. It's no superstars.
Hopefully, it'll be closer.
But the playing internationally does wonders for a lot of young talent.
Yeah.
So the impact that this is going to have on, like, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, this may kind of, you know, I know they're on the path to, you know, stardom, but this may help propel them to superstardom or kind of expedite that process for them. So that'll be interesting to see. Kuzma as well being another one.
You also got to think about the coaching, though. This is going to be the first year Pop takes over.
Yeah.
So no more Coach K. So it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah. No, I agree. I definitely agree. It's going to be real interesting to see, though. I mean, They got some nice talent, though. I'm glad to see guys like, you know, Montrezl Harrell get a chance because if he balls out here, he's got to get a chance everywhere to make that Olympic squad as well.
Literally everywhere. Drew League.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been doing his
thing. Trey Young, too. Y'all was talking about young talent.
I'm just mad I don't see no Kings on this roster.
Harrison Barnes.
He's not a king.
He mean young talent.
Right. Yeah, I know. I would like to see De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. The Fox, you know, Fox and Bagley. Exactly. They made like the select team, but I want to see them on the roster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never liked Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Warriors
been
didn't either.
He hasn't. Yeah, right. I don't think no one's been
apparently
in love.
Dallas.
Go
no
Cavs.
One's been in love with Harrison Barnes throughout his whole entire career, which is kind of sad. He's got some championships, so.
And they just had,
or he's got one. So shout out to him.
Yeah.
Hey, it's more than some people.
That's facts.
Shout out to Melo. More than Melo.
shout out Melo. Shout out Chris Paul. You know. Yeah.
It's rough out here. Steve Nash.
Darren Williams.
Yeah, Steve Nash. Darren Williams.
Darren ain't in that conversation.
Carlos Boozer.
Hey, man. You sound like a Utah fan.
I'm
like,
just naming
where
them.
Did, where did them names come from?
Kyle Korver.
You didn't say Reggie Miller.
I wasn't expecting that one.
You know, no Karl Malone. He went straight to Karl's
booth. Our favorite, Joe Ingles. Joe Ingles. Hey, no, we're big Joe Ingles fans here.
Yeah, I like his game. I like his game. He played tough.
I hate his jump shot.
He got a little swag.
I heard
he
talk a lot too.
That's what that's what I hear too.
He about that action.
He do look like he can fight though.
He look like, you know what
he looked like? That white boy that I don't know.
Like a pub. You know, he in a pub.
Can't pump
right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He looks like he's been through a lot already. So, like, he's like willing to lose it all. He's like, he's willing to risk it all. Like, I have nothing else to lose.
Don't nobody mess with Ing. Leave Ing alone.
Yeah. All right. But, yes, I mean, we all kind of agree. You know, nothing really to see here. We kind of think this isn't really much to worry about. Yeah. Probably would have liked to see some better, younger talent. You know, on the squad, there's true. You know, like kind of like the rising stars.
Where's Ben Simmons from?
Australia.
He's not playing them.
Well, you want him on the squad, and I just thought about it. And Joel Embiid, and Jamal Murray.
I know that those guys aren't, but I honestly just because I was thinking about Ben Simmons because I know he went to LSU.
He played at LSU.
Yeah, but I really didn't know where. Follow all these dudes like that. Like, what's his mama name?
A lot of international talent, man.
Yeah, he reigns from Australia. But yeah, no, the international talent is definitely stepping up. It's not like how it was even, you know, 4 to 6 years ago, where it was basically the Gasol brothers and, you know, Dirk, Ginobili, you know, guys like that. Like, it's legitimate stars, more legitimate stars that are coming in. And, you know.
Do you think it'll be, well, I don't know. If they do, they don't end up winning it. Like, do you think the U.S. team takes a step back? Or
I don't think they take a step back, but every single star player has to come back hard for the Olympics.
It could
every
be like the 04.
You think so?
It could be like 04.
But what, wasn't that the actual Olympics, though?
I think so.
Yeah, that
that's
the,
what I'm saying.
Was
like, that was worse.
Olympics. That was the actual.
When they finished third?
Yeah, by far that was worse.
Yeah, that was. That was
who'd they lose to?
They lost to Puerto Rico because I remember Carlos Arroyo over there popping his Puerto Rico jersey. Wow. Boy, I was hot. I was
Carlos
and he was Arroyo. Cooking.
Yeah, he was hooping.
He was cooking them. I mean, Argentina won that year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were hooping. You know, Ginobili was you know, pretty much like prime Ginobili as well. So they were just a very good team. But USA should. It's the USA Invitational, really. That's what it is.
You know what I really want to see? Well, I don't know if they'll be in the FIBA tournament. But anyways, what was that team?
That did like the Hawkins.
Yes. What country is that?
Was that
New Zealand?
Was that New Zealand?
Yeah, I hope
it might have been New Zealand.
I need to see that.
They
again.
Did that haka dance against the USA.
I think I remember that. I saw that on Facebook.
It was that meme with like Kenneth Free and like James Harden and Derrick Rose just like staring. Like they were like,
Kenneth Free made the team. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He still isn't signed. No. I thought he played well with the Rockets.
I did too,
man. He was in my fantasy little team.
I was shocked.
Yeah, he came back with a little 3-point shot. I said, okay.
Yeah, him. Noah still ain't signed.
No one Lance Stevenson.
Yeah. There's a couple of players out there. I'm a little shocked.
I'm surprised the Knicks haven't made a run at Kenneth Faried since they like to get power forwards. This
oh, my
season.
Goodness. For real.
Yeah, I figured he was going to be on their radar. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
man, it must suck to be a Knicks fan,
million.
Man.
Whew. Yeah. Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Who's the best Knick of all time? Since we're on the topic,
best Ewing? Knick of all time.
Oh,
No. Come on, Allen Houston. What? You tripping? Walt Frazier.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You got Walt Frazier. What?
Earl Monroe.
Yeah. Bro, the Pearl was nice.
Yeah, and they won a championship. So.
Yeah.
The only.
There you go.
Clyde.
And, you know, Melo.
Clyde Frazier, right?
Yeah, Clyde
Oh,
Frazier.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Same dude. Huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Melo did his thing while he was there. You know, he put up numbers, but yeah, you know, Patrick,
he got an MVP
people in the mix too. Yeah, he was what, third Melo? MVP people.
I think Stoudemire did better than he did. Pre-injury.
Pre-injury. Oh, yeah.
He was hooping pre-injury. Before Melo got there, he was hooping.
Yeah, Melo with him and Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
They were looking nice.
They were looking nice
in that pick and roll.
Okay, Nash.
I can't believe y'all.
He was mad when he got traded to Denver because then he wasn't starting no more.
Yeah.
I can't believe y'all not bringing up Jeremy Lin, bro. Lin Sanity. Come on now.
He got a championship, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got one before Melo.
So that just proves that he was in a toxic environment in New York. He needed to get out of there, and then he started winning championships.
and every other team that he played for.
Yeah.
Lakers. Hawks.
It's not like he didn't ball out everywhere he Brooklyn. Went, though, for a little
Brooklyn. Bit. He was solid. I liked him in Houston, too, you know, before, you know, Houston had their own little drama and stuff. But, I mean, yeah. Shout out Jeremy Lin. Yeah, champion, you know. Yeah.
Sounds weird.
Yeah. But Jeremy Lin. Hey, and he's still
Chinese
a free
American. If I'm not mistaken, he got a state championship too. When he was in high school, yeah. He made a game winner for that.
Yeah.
Destined. That
but yeah, he's still a free agent too. They're saying like he's the best point guard remaining. Ooh. You know, in the free agent.
I don't really know, like,
I mean, just because there aren't most of them have been off the board.
Like, who's his competition? Shelvin Mack?
Shelvin Mack used to ball out for Butler.
Shelvin Mack, not even Alex Caruso, because Alex Caruso is, you know, back with the Lakers. So
yeah. He was decent though with his little bum minutes.
Don't let the lack of hair fool you, man.
Trash time move. Minutes.
Hey, man.
Yeah. What happened to the one dude that played for the Lakers? The old black Andre Ingram.
LA team.
He's still with the South Bay Lakers.
There you go.
He should probably go to the Big Three.
Yeah, that's the only Ingram they should have kept, to be real.
Yeah, I don't like Ingram.
No Andre Ingram slander, because that was a good story.
That was a great story.
They tried to bring him back this past year too, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Nah, it didn't.
He had a very good game against the Rockets.
Yeah, they're like, oh, last
Chris Paul was all shocked, like, who is this little dude?
Y'all remember what they was calling him, the Gray Mamba?
Wow, that's a great name.
He was cooking him. But not Gray Mamba. You made a very good point. He should play in the Big Three. I think he should. That'd be a good one.
He's of age. What is it? 26 and up.
27.
Shout out to Ice Cube. I didn't think the Big Three
Shout
was
Shout out to
last.
Ice Cube.
That's
crazy.
He owns the Big Three. He's doing his thing. But you guys saw they had to like deactivate like four players.
Yeah, like, I saw Carlos Boozer just got dropped.
Nah, just, Kenyon Martin, right? Just weren't fit to play. Like Lamar Odom, Bonzi Wells. Mm-hmm. Who were the other two?
I know Carlos Boozer got dropped from the Ghost.
Oh, Carlos Boozer got dropped, yeah. Although Power picked him up. Power's already a super team, and they just added Carlos Boozer.
Wow. All
right.
I just like the names, too. Tri-State, Power, Three-Headed Monster.
Hey, shout out Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson.
ISO Joe.
Hooping. Boy, Bucket.
Yeah.
Need a bucket. Yeah. He's your man.
And shout out I think it's the Ball Hogs. They're like 0-5 with Deshaun Stevenson. Shout out Deshaun Stevenson.
First
they should be last with that name.
Yeah.
Ball Hogs. I want to ask this question, but I don't want to start an argument, so I'm going to ask the question and I'm going to leave it alone. Is the Big Three where it is right now?
Oh, Lord.
Because of marketing or product? Because it just passed the WNBA in attendance.
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
That's an issue. That's an issue.
And I'm not going to say nothing. I just want to answer.
You know, they have a good product, and I think that that's... I really think that it was the marketing initially that got people's interest because they didn't really have that many big names. But then, you know, people got there, they saw the product, and even though it wasn't, because there are a lot of names that people may not know, like Andre Emmett. Mm-hmm. I knew Andre Emmett because, you know, from his college days at Texas Tech, he was a hooper. But there were a lot of guys like that in the league that were doing their thing, and I don't think that people really knew who they were. But, hey, it was like, hey, 3-on-3, 4-point shot, pretty cool. Yeah. So, like, they saw, okay, the product is good.
And it's
and then
easy
you start
to
getting
follow.
Bigger
it's
names
half court.
Like. Yeah. So I think marketing started it because Ice Cube was on every single network promoting it hard. Like,
well,
and
you
then
got
it finally
more
got
cachet.
There and you saw that it was a great product, and I think it kind of took off from there.
I don't want to take nothing against the WNBA, but, I mean, when you have – former like NBA Hall of Famers coaching teams and like notable like former NBA players playing, like they're obviously not in their prime anymore. Some had been retired for, you know, multiple years.
Yeah
like it's been a minute since Amari played in the league.
Right,
you a bum now, you know what I mean? So
Katino Mobley,
that's the real Gray Mamba. Oops. Bro, honestly,
that man be
that's
playing.
What I want to how he old do. Is he? Is he in his 40s or 50s?
He's in his 40s, I think. I think he's one of those dudes that just like ages, like he gets his
body,
gray
bro.
Hair. But yeah, no, he's
or I did he just gray early?
I think he grayed early. Okay. But, so he's not like
he
60
born
out there.
75.
Like,
September 1st, 1975. He's 43.
Yeah.
But he's a bucket too, to be real.
He was a bucket on the Magics.
Yeah. Steven Jackson. The Rockets before that. Steven Jackson, one of my favorites.
You check his numbers. His numbers is pretty good, too.
He's playing well. He still feel like he can give you 10, 15 minutes in NBA.
And then I think it's a great platform for dudes like Franklin Sessions as well. You know, Frank Nitti from the Drew League.
Sure. That was dope. When you told me about that, I was happy for him. Yeah. That was dope.
You see how he did Denzel Valentine, right?
Yeah, he did Denzel Valentine.
How does he still have a job?
NBA? Why? So why is he in the league?
How does this dude still have a job?
So, no, I think it's a good platform for kind of those up-and-coming dudes, especially like in Drew League play or international, you know, whatever the case is.
Do you think he'll eventually make his way on an actual NBA roster?
I can see him getting tryouts. I don't know if anyone's just going to be like, I'm going to straight up sign this dude, but they might give him a tryout.
I love the story that it did for Royce White.
Yeah.
Mm. After everything that he went through.
Everyone forgot about him.
You know, going through his NBA problems and, you know, not just coming back and playing in the big three, but being drafted number one overall on a broadcasted draft for that league. I really love that. You know, and I like the way he kind of stuck it to people wearing the T-shirt saying, I flew here, you know, comparing himself to LeBron.
Yeah.
I haven't heard much about his play, but him coming in, I like that.
I don't think he's like a double-digit scorer or anything, but he's like 8.6 boards, 5 assists,
he's
something like
gonna
that.
Going to be a well-rounded guy.
Doing what he would have done in the league, you know, ultimately. In terms of just kind of being a all-around, solid all-around player.
Being a 6'8 point guard, one of two.
Right.
In L.A.
Royce White is doing his thing, and I'm glad to see him playing, you know, and not really having to worry about the whole, okay, well, you didn't play in the NBA because you were afraid of flying. Like, that would have just been what he was known as. But people forget, like, he could actually play.
Yeah.
He's a solid player.
He had a game to him.
Yeah.
Has a game.
Right. So, yeah, Shout out Royce White. Shout out the big three as a whole. Definitely doing their thing. So Manny Pacquiao, 40-year-old Manny Pacquiao, beat Keith Thurman over the weekend. Won by a split decision. He knocked Thurman down, I believe, in the first round. First off, did you guys watch that fight at all or get to watch any highlights?
No.
I did watch some highlights.
Talk shows.
Yeah, talk shows. Yeah, because, I mean, pay-per-view, man. I ain't watch it on pay-per-view. I found it on... Someone streaming it on YouTube Live.
No, that happens a lot too. Yeah. You can always catch them for free.
Exactly.
YouTube.
I don't have paper.
Shout out YouTube.
Yeah, shout out YouTube. Free plug. But yeah, no. So first off, when you guys, you know, heard about the result, you know, 40-year-old Manny Pacquiao beating undefeated Keith Thurman, what'd y'all think?
He's still boxing?
Right, still boxing.
Keith Thurman looks stupid for all the smack that he was talking. I understand that it's boxing and you have to sell a fight, but I don't feel like you have to sell a fight the way Keith Thurman attempted to sell that fight. Now you just look stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, some people they take it too, like,
way too far.
Like, the first person that comes to mind is Conor McGregor. I mean, that's not boxing, but I mean, certain people.
Adrian Broner.
Yeah, you know, the reason why they get the fights that they get is because partly of their
entertainment,
their mouthpiece. Yeah. And so I don't think it's embarrassing that to lose to somebody older. I mean, it's Manny Pacquiao, future Hall of Famer.
Right.
And that man still got hands, obviously.
I mean, it's your first loss of your career. It's not a bad person to take an L to.
Not at all.
But right.
Respect your elders.
Yeah. I mean, Manny looked good early. I mean, he got the knockdown in the first round, so it's like, okay, is it gonna be this kind of fight? You know, someone's gonna get knocked out. I think,
and it was a nice little combination.
Yeah,
that's how he went up top, then he went low, and he gave two up top, and he just dropped it.
Yeah, he came out very fresh. By about round like 6, 7, 8,
it seemed pretty even.
Kind of lost his step a little bit. You know, Thurman seemed like he kind of, you know, got back into the fight, but at that point it was already too late. Because once you get knocked down, that's a 10-8 round already, so you're down 2 points. You know, try to make that up, and he just wasn't making it up. You know, Manny was controlling the fight for pretty much the majority of the time, but Manny started to get a little tired. You know, Thurman started to pick up his rhythm a little bit, but like I said, it was just too late. Thurman had to knock him out to win the fight. So even the fact that it was a split decision, just that's a whole nother story.
Controversial.
I can't stand the way they judge in boxing. Like, you should have to actually
have to,
like,
dated, no?
Dated, dirty, you know, all that stuff. Like, you should have to stand, like, on a platform, like, you know, press or post fight and, like, justify, you know, why you scored it that way.
I wouldn't mind that, putting these judges, like, putting some pressure on them. Give an explanation.
Yeah.
Why is there a discrepancy between these two giving it to Pacquiao and you giving it to Thurman. Right. Why? What did you see that they didn't? How did you judge the fight versus the other two? I think that should be done.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about a lot of the major fights, you know, even Canelo and Triple G. Mm-hmm. I think someone, I forgot who, which judge it was, but they had it so, like, heavy towards Canelo, which was just wild. Like, they said Canelo won, like, 8 rounds or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, her score was just so far off than everyone else's.
Her?
So. Yeah, her.
He's so sexist, boy.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just joking. You gonna leave that in there?
2019, man. It's 2019.
You gonna get us flagged?
I'm the same guy who said it should be. I'm the same guy who said it should be a woman coach, a woman head coach in the NBA.
True.
Now I kind of feel like it's getting a little trendy with everybody just hiring a woman.
How is it trendy when you just said it should happen?
I said it should be a woman head coach. I'm not talking about every team just feeling like, well, we got to have a woman in our locker room.
But you
got
to put them somewhere to get so they can advance. You can't just throw a woman into a head coach
No,
spot.
But you can look at one that's already been there. And like, all the men that you get.
College? I mean, take one from college. I'd rather you take one from college.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like at some point, that's going to be their justification. We have one in the locker room, and we'll look at Eric Spoelstra. It took him, what, 19 years he might have been with
as a video guy?
You got to start in a video room.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like everybody's just going to have a female there to say we have a female here, and it's not necessarily an honest shot.
To sound more inclusive. Yeah. I mean, just because, like Carl was saying, I get what you're saying, to be with the trend or be with, like,
right, you just don't want to be the team that doesn't have a female, as opposed to she the best for the job, so we really finna give her
just show people, hey, we're a forward thinking organization.
Exactly. That's
what you think people are doing.
I do.
Well, none really come to mind.
Because if I'm not, it might have been like 2 or 3 that got hired just this offseason.
Who's the Notre Dame's?
Yeah, I just forgot her name. And we talked about Nancy Lieberman as well. She won a championship with the Big Three.
With the Big Three. You know, and
Hall of Fame coach.
Becky Hammon.
Becky Hammon with the Summer League.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like, okay, those ones, they need an interview.
They do.
When you're looking at hiring a head coach and you bring in 5, 6 dudes, I feel like one of them should be eliminated. And you should really look at a woman for that. Like, really listen to her talk about basketball and see if she impresses you more than these other people, as opposed to just, well, let's bring her in and just have her work on such and such jump shot.
Do you think that they should do, like, the NFL, how the NFL has the Rooney Rule? Where, like, you have to interview a minority.
I didn't even like the Rooney Rule.
Yeah, that's not even working in the NFL, though.
Right. I'm personally not a fan of it.
Yeah, now you just forcing people to. Yeah. Well, I mean, we looked at him.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Oh, he was 1/16th black.
So. Exactly. Like, we looked at him. Like, nah. Like, I just wish people were a little more fair.
Yeah. It's hard to change what's in people's hearts. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you could try to make it a law and all that stuff, but, like, if it's not in their hearts, they're gonna find a loophole.
Exactly, always.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, the coach for Notre Dame's team is Muffet McGraw.
Muffet.
Yeah, I think they've won.
First name is Muffin.
Muffet. M U F F E T. I think they won 2 of the last 5 championships.
Something like that. No, she's a heck of a coach. You know, she's got a great program over there right now. So yeah, shout out Notre Dame. Yeah. I like Notre Dame.
If they be in UConn,
Gino
Auriemma is hot.
Hey, also another person to look at, Dawn Staley at South Carolina.
That's true.
Heck of a coach. Yeah. You know, former WNBA player. You know, one of the South Carolina.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're a good team too.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out them. But back to boxing. So, anyway, we'll move forward real quick. So, Floyd Mayweather ended up getting into the mix somehow, you know, like he always does. So, basically, his ultimate sentiment was, Manny's been making relevancy off of my name for years. And, you know, Manny Pacquiao clapped back and was like, oh, well, we can do, you know, May Pac 2. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you want the rematch, let me know.
Counterfeit money. Hashtag.
Honestly,
go ahead.
To start off with that really quickly, and I only want to address this because I feel like a lot of people are misinterpreting Floyd Mayweather's initial Instagram post, and nobody's really looked at it yet. He didn't talk about Manny Pacquiao. He talked about the media and how they always have to bring up his name whenever they are discussing Manny Pacquiao. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people, including Manny Pacquiao, took his initial post out of context. And then when you attack me, of course I have to attack you back.
Yeah.
He could have just clarified, but I honestly feel like he was just simply saying, give that man his credit. Talk about him and only talk about him. Stop talking about me when you talk about him. Mm-hmm. It's like every Ja Rule interview, you got to bring up 50 Cent. Every 50 of Cent course. Interview, you got to ask him about Ja Rule. Right. We're not that or much associated.
Josh Norman, they always bring up Odell.
Odell, like we're not. Yeah. Why do we have this affiliation? He's his own person. Just let him have his own legacy.
Taglines, they like headlines. They like the controversy.
I think that's sad that Manny Pacquiao's name can't be a headline just on solo. Its own. Which is why he made $10 million in this fight. How much you make when you fight Floyd?
A lot more, no? Or less?
A lot more. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to be that guy next to Floyd. You can't just be that person on your own. That's kind of sad.
Well, he's not undefeated.
What that mean?
Floyd is undefeated.
Well, I'm not saying he didn't make as much as Floyd. I'm just saying you made the money that you made next to Floyd because that makes you that much bigger. Like, you're supposed to be Manny Pacquiao. You're supposed to be your
What's
own
Manny's
person.
Record again?
He might have three losses and a tie.
Where's he from?
Manny? Yeah, Philippines.
They need to be paying him the millions then. That's where he need to be getting. Well,
he giving them money.
Floyd is from America.
He's like, dang, they're financing pay our that athletes. Country.
Thurman
only got like 2.5. I think he's from America. I think.
Wasn't Manny, I don't know if he still is, but wasn't he like
a politician?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, he should be like a politician over there. And that's why they said, that's why Floyd kind of made that statement in his last post. You fight because you have to or because you need to. I fight when I want to. And even Skip Bayless spoke about Manny Pacquiao's trainer, Freddie Roach, saying that Manny Pacquiao gives away so much of his money to his country, he has to keep fighting to stay financially afloat. You make $10 million, you got to pay your taxes over there, and you got to pay probably like taxes over here because you made it over here.
He's a legend,
though, and then you give away
honestly.
All your money.
Hey, he's going to go down as a legend to the Philippines.
Well, yeah, you doing what you do for your home spot, and I appreciate that.
Manny Pacquiao, his professional record, he's 62-7.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. Yeah. He had 4 losses.
Oh, and 2 draws.
Yeah, he had 4 losses. That's why Floyd spoke about, like, oh, it's 4 ways to beat Manny, and it's no ways to beat me, because he had already had those 4 losses. And then he got
knocked out. 2 of his losses, he got robbed. The Jeff Horn loss.
Don't say it.
Jeff Horn and
don't Luke. Say it. Don't you say Bradley. No.
Timothy Bradley.
False.
Yeah.
False. He lost to Bradley. I'll show you a video.
He lost to Marquez.
He lost to Bradley. He lost to Bradley. He lost to Bradley. I approve it.
We'll go back and we'll watch the fight.
He
again.
Got credit for a lot of punches he did not connect on. Manny lost that fight. That's why they reviewed it and they saw he lost that fight.
I just need Floyd to stop posting money and reminding me how broke I am.
Right. Facts. Nah, for real. I mean, and that's why they're, you know, saying there's a likelihood that they may fight, because if the money's right, Floyd shows up. Like, do you want to make $1 billion? Go fight 3 fights in the next 5 years.
That's crazy, man. You know? And people will pay.
Yeah.
Legit.
Look at how much money got doled out for the McGregor and Mayweather fight. Knowing that most people knew it was going to be a beatdown. Well, not even a beatdown, just a lopsided fight.
Right.
Although McGregor got like 2 solid punches in
the back of his head.
He did. Those rabbit punches, my goodness.
Barroom. Yeah.
Nah, yes. Shout out Conor McGregor.
It was entertaining. It was entertaining.
Who would you have in a rematch?
Who would I have in a rematch for Floyd?
Floyd and Pac.
Oh,
Floyd's going to win every time.
If Floyd's going to fight anyone again in a rematch, I'd rather see him fight Canelo again.
I wouldn't, because I feel like I don't think that's fair anymore.
Yeah, it's not. That's why. That's the only reason why.
You want to see him lose?
No, I'm just saying that would be his best chance at losing a fight.
I don't even
guarantee that he loses a fight.
That phrase is hilarious. Well, best chance at losing.
Yeah.
Earl Spence might rock him.
Yeah, he could.
Today?
He could.
That would be nasty.
But yeah, just out of the rematches. But yeah, overall fights? No, Errol Spence could. Yeah, that'd be real interesting.
I have Floyd winning, but I feel like if Manny Pacquiao wins, he shouldn't get full credit.
Full credit of what?
Partial credit.
Full credit for the win.
Partial credit because he turned in his win late, like elementary school turning his assignment late.
No, I mean, if Floyd didn't get full credit because of Manny's shoulder injury, which I'm sorry, I've never seen a surgery scar. You supposedly had surgery on that arm. Like that.
They said the next day.
That's what I'm saying. You threw your arms up in the air after the fight, and you had surgery. I've never seen a scar, so I don't know exactly what happened.
There you go.
But why couldn't adrenaline carry him through the fight then? So does he really, like, is it an excuse then?
Adrenaline is spurts.
Yeah, like the fourth, like the fourth round, he went
selective
off.
Selective adrenaline.
Fourth round in that fight, he went off. He won that one. I think he won the fourth and the sixth, like, clear. Mm. But if you don't give Floyd full credit because of that tear his rotator cuff or whatever that they were reported, then why do you get full credit when Floyd is at this age, this far removed? What was his last fight, like 3 years ago
when he fight Connor?
I'm not counting the exhibition.
That was 3 years ago.
About two years ago. Without counting a 9-minute exhibition, which didn't count. That dude was shorter than me.
You know what would break the internet? If this person came out of retirement just to fight anybody, to be real.
Tyson?
Yes.
If you give him somebody else old, like a Tyson event or Holyfield rematch.
Ever since I watched Tyson get beat down by Lennox Lewis, I don't want to see him in a ring again. No.
That was so long ago.
It was. But I never wanted to see him in a ring after that.
Nah,
but Tyson, I mean, somebody with shorter arms.
Because I wanted to remember him. I wanted to remember him from when he used to walk in like a bulldog, like, you know, and he was just... He'd be looking at you, but he's like looking through you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Even
like,
if it was more of a fair fight, because he was just too long. Lennox Lewis had too much reach for Mike Tyson, and that just wasn't a fair fight. I mean, it's boxing, so everything is fair. You stepped in a ring, but I'm just saying. But I feel like you give somebody a little more his
Tyson's
stature.
Tyson's an inside fighter,
right? You know, he like who was that one dude that like I think he was supposed to fight Deontay Wilder, and he just like stepped out the ring. Like he kind of had like a Mike Tyson build.
I can't remember his name. But I don't know exactly who you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Like you put somebody like that type build in.
How
the
did
ring
he get that far though?
In the ring?
Yeah, like you signed papers, right?
And he showed up.
And you showed up.
And he got
like,
in the ring.
Nah.
And he turned around
this
and
not
walked
the move.
Out.
That's a new one to me.
Bro, you didn't see that? Mm-mm. He was in the ring, turned around and walked out.
Yep.
This was like last year.
Wasn't the move.
Wasn't the move, huh? Right. He made a business decision, man. moment.
For real. Hey, well, shout out to him. I mean, LeBron's bomber is a problem. So
he needs to learn how to box.
Yeah, he does. But, you know, when you can just get along being Debo, you know, until someone checks you, he hasn't met Craig yet. Or was Tyson Fury Craig?
I mean, it was a tie,
he's
so I say
to
no.
Craig.
That
Tyson
ended in
Fury
a tie.
Got hands.
He does. That was a draw.
Yeah, it was a draw. That's why they immediately worked on the rematch right after that.
I would want to watch that. Whenever that happens again, I need to pay for that.
No, for real.
I ain't paying for it, but I'm going over someone's house.
I mean, you chip party. In. That's what you do.
Yeah, you chip in. Chip
you
in.
You don't pay by yourself.
Because, boy, them pay-per-view prices are just getting higher and higher.
I might go to my in-laws.
There you go.
They
my
love
brother
boxing.
Was mad when he paid for a Floyd fight. I paid to watch him run all the time.
Oh.
I was like, why? You know how he fights at this time.
Yeah,
you know how he fights.
All defense.
Evasive.
Yeah.
All defense.
And this is my last point about Floyd versus Manny Pacquiao. People say that he ran the whole fight. He threw more punches than Manny Pacquiao did.
You mean he landed more punches?
No, I mean he threw more. No, I went back because I had to remind myself because I remember seeing the scorecard. I remember seeing the scorecard after the fight because we watched that fight live. I went back and I looked at it. He threw more punches and landed more punches.
I think part of it is, though, because you got to remember there aren't a lot of hardcore boxing fans. There's a lot of just casual fans that say, hey, I know Floyd. I know Manny Pacquiao. I don't know. Just watch a good fight.
Yeah.
So I think when they think of punches thrown and punches landed, it's like, oh, he hit him with that haymaker. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the, oh, jab here,
no combos.
Straight, you know, jab, straight hook, you know, that Floyd might hit you with in his little flurries. You know, they want to see the actual, like, power punches. So, and I saw that stat, so I knew it was true. But I think people are just not impressed by it because it's like, okay, well, let's just a jab here and a jab there. Like, yeah. he's tagging for points. That's how he plays. Smart. That's why he was able to do it for so long. Right. Why am I going to open myself up to an uppercut because I'm trying to hit you with a, you know, a haymaker left hook? Right.
He has the highest percentage in landed punches and the lowest percentage in punches landed against him. That's boxing.
He's a boxer.
That's boxing. The ultimate boxer. Core.
It's hit without being hit. It's boring. He mastered that.
But you're supposed to be a gladiator. You're supposed to put your whole body on the line.
Right.
And if you get knocked out the ring, you get knocked out the ring like a man.
Like that last dude did. He literally fell out of the ring.
That boy, yes, that knockout killed me.
Literally.
Yeah.
He literally fell out of the ring.
Face first. Like,
recently?
It's yeah.
It's real.
Wow, you made this up yourself. Carl, who are you fooling?
Oh, it's not even my handwriting.
I don't know what your handwriting is. All
right. So the NFL has proposed an 18-game schedule as opposed to the 16 games that they currently play in the regular season. Carl, you're the one that kind of introduced it. So I know there's a little caveat. You want to explain what that caveat is?
Yeah. So, not only would they change the schedule from 16 games to 18 games, but they would make it to where players can only play 16 of those 18 games. So two games, you have to sit out.
Mandatory load management.
Mandatory load management for players to not play two games.
I don't see the logic.
Yeah, what's the point?
I mean,
that's preseason.
It's like the NFL is forgetting what they're here for. You're an entertainment industry. You know, you're here for the fans to watch. I'm not paying, you know, $500 for tickets for me and my family to go to the Rams game if Jared Goff and Todd Gurley aren't playing.
I went to Aaron one game Donald. And they weren't playing. I was mad. We left at halftime.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel you.
How much y'all pay, if you don't mind me asking?
Around $100 bucks.
Yeah, because
that's enough. Yeah, that's a bill. Enough. That's my phone bill.
Not including transportation. Yeah, to the game.
Food when you get there.
Exactly. Parking.
Man,
well, I ain't gonna lie. Let me tell the truth. It was a free trip for me. So. Tickets were already bought. Shout out, Prentice.
But still, my ego was hurt. You know, my ego was hurt.
Wasting my time. I could have watched this game on TV.
Because I mean, when you think about it already, you know, depending on where the team is at as far as, you know, playoff seeding goes, they may not even play week 16, week 17, or they may only play a series or two. So you're talking about them already doing that and then already having to sit out, you know, two other games. You know, how are they going to decide which games they sit out? Oh, we're playing the Jaguars. We're at home. Let's just pull our starters.
Weird.
Like,
it's just weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
Playing the Bills.
Yeah. And just, you made a good point, too. Get rid of the preseason.
Yeah. Like, just, or at least keep two games. At least two. Four is too long.
Yeah, I don't mind that because I feel like at some point you do got to let's get in game mode. Mm-hmm. Let's play a game because if you just start week one after only practicing,
hamstring injuries, even in
college, they got the warm up games, high school, middle school, Pop Warner, you play carnivals. Yeah. So I don't mind scrimmages. Scrimmages. I don't mind those.
No, that's real. I mean, I don't know. The NFL needs to make up their mind, though. Is it about making more money? Is it about player safety? Because y'all been pushing player safety for five years.
That's not high on their priority list.
Yeah.
Only reason why it would be high on their priority list is because of a liability and them being sued.
Yeah. Right. And you want the best players available because that makes you more money.
Because basically right now, I would hate to be a defensive player. I can only hit you in the numbers area, basically. Like, because there's the unwritten rules, like don't hit at the legs, you know, from player to player, just respect. But then I can't hit you above your shoulders, you know, or even at your shoulder level
more hit stick plays.
Yeah. Man, Madden 2005 would have been the worst game ever without hit stick.
They're finna turn it into flag in a minute.
Nah. Yeah. I mean,
not literally, but it's just going to be that soft.
The vibe.
Yeah. Well, they want more offense. That's what it is.
Yeah, more points scored.
They want more points scored.
But it messes with the history books, too. I feel like everything just all messes with the history books. I don't really like it.
No. I mean, I don't know. This last Super Bowl proved it still could be a close game.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
Well, speaking of NFL, and I'll
that
put
was a off, terrible game.
We know.
I'm going to put you guys on the hot spot right now. And maybe our picks will change later down the road. But right now, if I ask you, which two teams are in the Super Bowl? Who are your picks?
Oh, Patriots, Rams. Patriots, rematch.
Rams. Rematch.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. Cowboys and...
You don't even know who in the other division.
Don't matter.
Don't matter.
I need Cowboys, my Cowboys. I need my Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Can never be wrong going with the Patriots, man. Can never go wrong with the Patriots. Or Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs would be an interesting pick.
I'm going with the Super Bowl that we should have had. We should have had Chiefs-Rams. That's what we should have had.
True.
The Chiefs are coming back with actual players on defense.
On defense, Frank Clark.
When you are playing with, you know, 22 players this time and not 11, I think you actually have a higher chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Frank Clark, you know, Tyrann Mathieu. Mm-hmm. They got a nice little squad now on defense, some defensive weapons.
I'm going to say something that I shouldn't say.
Still got Chris Jones.
I'm going to say something I shouldn't say simply because I'm a Rams fan.
Y'all ain't making it. That's what you're thinking.
I'm going to say Chiefs and Saints.
You're so disrespectful, man.
I was close to going
only
with the
because
Saints.
It's just not realistic for the Rams to come back the following year. How
1972 Dolphins. What's up?
How long ago is that again?
1972.
This ain't the Bills four consecutive times.
Right.
Like, and we're not the Patriots where you pretty much got to give them a shot every year. Like, you have to give us a shot because of our roster, but
okay. We
made it last year, and I feel like we blew our opportunity.
We did go a little too early. We did boom a little too early.
I felt like we lost our – I felt like we blew our opportunity. I would give us a shot
– the year after?
Next season.
Mm.
But this one, I feel like stars may align for a team like the Saints after what happened against the Rams.
After two years, the year before that, Minnesota Miracle.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it might be – so time for them, and I like the Chiefs.
I was close to choosing the Saints, but one of the reasons I'm not is because that two-headed monster that they had of Kamara and Ingram
gone.
That did wonders for them, and now Mark Ingram's obviously in Baltimore. I don't know if that's just going to be more touches for Kamara. That could be a problem, you know, for whoever they're playing.
I worry about the Rams because I don't know what Gurley's going to look like, and With rookies, he looked great in college.
Yeah.
Like the rookie running back that we got.
Oh, Daryl Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson. Mm-hmm. He looked great in college. I don't know.
If it's going to translate.
Yeah, I just don't know.
You never know.
And then, like, if we have to rely on Goff more, I think that's more L's.
But with Cooper Kupp coming back, though, they missed
He
Cooper
always
Kupp,
come back,
and they
though.
They still almost made the Super Bowl. They still almost won the Super Bowl.
I love Cooper Kupp. I hate how much Jared Goff relies on Cooper Kupp. It's like you stare at him on certain plays.
He's a safety blanket for him.
Yeah, I hate that. Because last year, we had 2,000-yard receivers.
Yeah.
Spread that ball out more.
All great quarterbacks have a safety blanket, though. All of them do.
Yeah, and normally.
Edelman. You see what he did in the Super Bowl.
Man.
Amen.
That's all they had. That's all they had.
Cam Newton's is Greg Olsen. Yeah. You know? So everyone has one. It's not bad to have one. You know, Tony Romo had Jason Witten for years, you know, and he came through most of the time.
Every team that y'all – I don't feel like the teams that y'all named have the receiving core that the Rams have right now.
That's
why I want to pick the Saints, because Michael Thomas is sitting out in training camp right now. He's looking for a new contract.
Waiting for his
what
new
that
deal.
Mean? That don't mean he ain't going to get it. How many times do we hear that a year?
He's going to do like Le'Veon and not play
they
all
not,
season.
They not Los Angeles,
that's
man.
Definitely not for that.
L.A. only pays their players, man. And then Drew Brees, he was looking kind of – he lost him that game, Drew Brees. He's showing his age. In that second half of the season, he was showing his age.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like things might align for them this year.
I don't think so. I don't even think they make the playoffs.
I mean, how did Tom Brady look terrible?
Fire takes only.
We've been talking about Ben Roethlisberger retiring for the last couple of years. Tom Brady didn't look good at the beginning. Like,
people talk about – like baseball players not having like being athletes or like having athlete bodies, like Roethlisberger, like bruh.
Roethlisberger.
He doesn't look like he can still get it done, but he does.
He does though. Even after five interceptions, he's still doing his thing.
Big Ben.
He had two of those games.
Don't count a dark horse. I'm not saying like dark horse Super Bowl pick, but just keep an eye on them. Nah.
Bears.
Everyone's keeping an eye on them.
Bears.
I'm sleep on the Bears. Until Trubisky shows me
like
something, I'm sleep on the Bears. But a team to look out for. Look out for the Falcons. Look out for the Falcons.
Yeah, they're getting their running back back.
They're getting their running back
and
back.
Defense.
Deion Jones coming back. Calvin Ridley, second year.
Yeah.
You know, Julio's already saying, I might go for 3,000 yards. I don't know. I'm just saying.
He ain't going
for
Ridley
no 3,000. But
What was that stat you brought up last time, Carl, which was like kind of weird? How many yards versus touchdowns that he had?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't had more than 10 touchdowns since like 2013 or 12, at least.
Whose fault is that, though?
Part quarterback, maybe?
I put part of it on Matt Ryan because I've literally seen plays where Julio had his man beat down the sideline and Matt Ryan either underthrew him or he threw it out of bounds. Like his accuracy was just off on that play.
They've never mastered the fade in the goal zone. In the red zone.
He's too big for that to not have that. Yeah.
That's what lost them that playoff game against Philly 2 years ago. Where they threw that fade to him and incomplete, you know.
Yeah, I'm starting to notice that Matt Ryan is just not as accurate as I thought he was.
Yeah.
That's too big of a target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's real. I mean, he just had great receivers like, you know, Sanu and Julio that mm-hmm. will just go get anything. Oh. Yeah, shout out to him.
That's a dark horse.
Yeah, no, they're a dark horse, especially with the NFC South being not necessarily wide open, because I think people expect the Saints to win it. You know, you never know what you're going to get from Carolina.
Yeah, never know.
You literally never know.
Never.
After that one Super Bowl run, it's just been sad over there. Yeah.
Shout out Denver Broncos. Shout out Von Miller.
Oh, disrespect. I called that, too.
I'm not saying everybody
at church.
Peyton Manning, man.
Because he lost one before. But what I said was, when you look at those edge rushers, if they contain Cam Newton, because Cam Newton, I didn't think he was going to beat the Denver Broncos with his arm. Yeah, so if they contained him, it was going to get bad, and it got bad.
And on top of that, I don't know why people slept on the Broncos secondary. Like, they only – the Panthers only had, what, Ted Ginn Jr., playing. Nope. And he had one big – he had made one big play,
real threats as a receiver.
Yeah, no real threats against an elite secondary. Probably the best secondary in the league at that time, next to the Legion of
Chris Harris.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Talib and what they still had, T.J. Ward at that time. They were nasty. Yeah, I mean, he used to be a Ram. I like Darren Stewart.
Yeah.
They were nice. So, and then who's the defensive coach that they had at that time?
Like, Wade Phillips.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like, that was crazy. Yeah, with Graham,
so.
Man, the defense showed up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So shout out them. Shout out them. All right, so let's move forward. Anti-tampering policy? I haven't really read up on it that much. So do you really know much about it to kind of explain it?
No. I saw a post about it, but I don't know the details to it. Essentially, they want the NBA, to my knowledge, they want to basically like be like internal affairs and like investigate like more what could be possibly tampering to a further extent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I heard somewhere like players having to like relinquish their phones, or like coaches or owners having to like give up their phones to see whether or not they were
in contact with.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And
I'm fine. Naked.
What I say to that is like, good luck, you know, because honestly, they're all, I mean, if you want them, they're playing, we were just talking about earlier, you know, the Olympics, FIBA, like a lot of these people are friends. They're going to be in contact with each other.
They've made connections from USA Basketball.
You know, so I don't know how you could prove it, but I think it's a little extreme. And I heard Shannon Sharp talking about it earlier today. Like, the NBA is mad because the power is in the control of the players as opposed to the owners. So that's what they don't like, essentially.
Right.
That they're shaping the NBA as opposed to, you know, front offices and, that sort of thing. Yeah. So
they always want to. The owners always want to flex their muscles and remind them, like, hey, this is our league. We're in control. And, you know, the way, especially Kawhi being a poster child, because you are in a pitch meeting with the Clippers and you say, okay, I'll come, but you need to go get Paul George. Like, go get me Paul George and I'll sign.
Like, did he say that for real?
I mean, that's essentially what's been reported, that he went to the Clippers and said, I will come if you go get me a second star, but it's been reported Paul George has been.
It was initially Paul George's name was said, but then recently it's been, they checked on James Harden's availability, Bradley Beal. So they did, I guess, try to do their due diligence and check all other teams as well. Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know.
Those two players ultimately facilitated everything. So you basically made the Clippers give up five, you know, first round picks for
y'all to play there for the next tough 2 years, possibly.
Right.
That's tough. What do you think? Well, I don't want to really get into what their season is going to look like, but as far as like that policy,
you don't want to say they're going to win the championship over the Lakers.
You don't want to say that they own LA over the Lakers.
We all know that's
sorry.
Not true.
I'll let you make your point.
Did you see the mural that they put up already? And there was a Laker fan outside, basically trolling by himself in a group of like LA Clippers fans. But anyway, that's besides the point. I just want to bring that up. I thought that was hilarious. Anyways, I mean, do you think that'll get any traction, this policy, if Adam Silver seriously decides on like doing this?
I mean, honestly, the tampering policy as is, it's pretty straightforward. Like, just don't talk about a player. You know, if you're an executive, don't do like Magic Johnson and go on, you know, Jimmy Kimmel talking about, oh, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, you know, da da da. Like, if you're an executive, just don't do that. You can't, you know, make, you know, comments like that in positive lights or anything towards them. Mm-hmm. You can't have actual communication with them like that. Which I think in Magic's situation was a little different because you have a player like Ben Simmons who wanted to work out with him, but that's considered tampering, you know.
True.
But most executives aren't former players. You know, you're not trying to go hang out with, you know, the GM of the Brooklyn Nets, you know, during the off season and all that stuff. Sean Marks. Yeah, he's playing the NBA. But no one's really checking for him like that. But if it's, you know, I don't know, hey, I was trying to get Magic Johnson to help me on my, you know, post moves or something like that. Like, completely different thing.
So the tampering is only towards executive owners or?
Pretty much towards like team officials. So team the officials. Players aren't included under that umbrella.
I mean, you can't.
So, but the players, with it being a players league right now and them dictating the moves,
they're pretty much like running the show.
They're running the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that executives don't like it. And
the owners are mad.
They're big mad.
Okay.
So it's like, no, we got to fix this. This isn't right. And I think the NBA is fearing the same thing because Adam Silver, he works for the NBA owner, so he's got to be able to cater to them as well. So his office seems to be like in the forefront of it to say like, hey, we're on it, we're looking into it, because can't just let the players run rampant. Although I like all the movement, I like all the empowerment more than anything.
Yeah. Right? Like, I can't wait for this season.
You don't like the empowerment?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
Yeah, tell us.
I prefer that people just play their position. I want my players to play basketball. I want my GMs to do their job of creating the best basketball team possible. I want my coaches to do their job of coaching. I don't like all of the power. Not all of the power that the players get. I don't like when a player is responsible for a coach being fired. I don't like when players are responsible for other players being traded and I don't know. Some of it is just, it just goes a little too far for me.
Well, how do you feel, I guess, to help us kind of figure out where you're drawing the line, do you have issues when players request trades or force their way?
I think it depends on the reason. No, because if I'm Anthony Davis and I've spent 7 years of my career for this one franchise that I don't feel like has done their job to make us the best New Orleans Pelicans that we can be, because I'm doing my job as an individual player to make myself the best player. But it takes more than just one player to carry 12 to 15 or 12 to 14 other individuals. At some point, I need some help. So if I don't feel like you're doing your job the same way you can trade me, if I'm not doing mine, I feel like I should be able to have that discussion with you. Mm-hmm. And let you know that although I'm in the middle of my contract, the same way you would get rid of me if I wasn't doing mine, I prefer if you move me elsewhere. The problem I have is send me to that team with that dude so I can go play with him.
Yeah.
Right now, or I'm gonna cry. That's the problem.
That's what
it
sounds like to you?
Hell yeah, it sounds like that to me. Like, I mean, I don't like
that. When you show up to the GM's office and you like have like this, you know, little one page letter like, hey, I'm requesting a trade. Here's my list. Let me know. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it is coming across, because, you know, every player has a list. I want to go here. I want to go there. You know, there have only been so many teams that have actually gone against that. You know, the Spurs being one with Kawhi. Mm-hmm. No.
You see how that worked out.
Right. Huh? I mean, it worked.
And that's my thing. Like, it's not like every time you request a trade, you're going to get put in a bad position. That wasn't a bad place for Kawhi to end up. Kawhi could have spent the rest of his career there and been cool.
They could have sent him to Charlotte if they wanted.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, true. And I think
if Charlotte was willing to trade for
him. And I think that's where, you know, just kind of like what we were talking about earlier, you can't, you know, change what's in a person's heart. But I think that's the fairness. Like, let's just sit down like men and let's understand that this is where we want to be, but we haven't been there. And I feel like a lot of that has been on your part. So can you send me somewhere and let's be fair about it? Send me to a team that will, you know, build something around me to where I can compete. I'm not saying send me to the best team in the league, but send me to something cool. That way you can still get something cool back. That way we can be fair on it. I think that should be the discussion, as opposed to, no, I want to go to this team so that I can just dominate the league. Because I still want a competitive league at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You don't think it'll be competitive still?
I mean, now, with Kawhi doing what he did, he made it competitive. If he would have gone to the Lakers, I probably wouldn't have watched the NBA this season. I would have just watched Kings games as a Kings fan.
People said the same thing when KD went to.
Thank you.
And what happened?
And people watched.
The ratings went
watched
up.
What? In the finals?
No.
Nah, regular season.
Regular season probably went up.
Whose games?
The Warriors.
They were on TV.
You just made. Like, okay, who are you watching? That one team. It's not like KD going to the Warriors.
Nobody would
have for Charlotte.
Saying nobody would have watched the Lakers?
Did their ratings go up?
I don't know.
Wait, you talking about if Kawhi had gone?
Yeah, Kawhi. Yeah.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Now you make it all about one team. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying I don't like. There's no point. No, I'm talking about for me. Other people like that stuff. For me personally, I don't like it. I don't see the point of watching. Of course, some people want to see greatness. So now you have Kawhi Leonard fans watching Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Anthony Davis fans all watching him with the Lakers now. Yeah. You have Lakers fans who haven't watched the Lakers over the last six seasons because they haven't made the playoffs, now watching them because they have something
to
root
for. How do you know that? I've been watching the Lakers.
I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about the ones that have not been watching the Lakers because they don't feel like they have anything to watch.
2010 Lakers or what?
Now they're watching again.
I've been watching 2012. Since before we went on the run with Powell and everybody.
Yeah, so the people who stopped watching, like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not happy when I watch. I've been a St. Louis Rams fan, but I wasn't a fan of the Mark Bolger era. I didn't really like Mark Bolger.
I stopped watching.
You know what I'm saying? But when you get rid of him, okay, now I like Sam Bradford coming out of Oklahoma because I stopped watching that and I started watching college football. Mm. But yeah, so I watched then, but it's people that's gonna come out of the woodwork to help them. But
I honestly don't have a problem with it. I feel like it's just like a pickup game on a higher level. You know, if you could pick who you could play with,
and but you let's know, not act like when we in these gyms, we don't get mad at y'all the three tallest best players on it, and y'all gonna get on one team. Y'all sorry, like let's not act like we don't do that. But when you're on the sideline, it was different because you're not the one playing against them.
It's competition, though.
Yeah. I mean, I hear.
Not always.
I definitely hear where you're coming from. But just kind of like how we talked about earlier, fans love controversy. Mm-hmm. They love having someone to hate. You know, people loved hating the Warriors. Even slightly before KD got there. People were getting annoyed by the arrogance of Steph Curry, the arrogance mm-hmm. of, you know, Draymond Green. So when that kind of started to happen, KD was just a cherry on top. And, you know, Justin, like you said, the ratings started to climb, you know, overall. More national TV games for the Warriors even than what they had. And everyone just wants to see someone beat them. Someone wants to see dissension within, you know, this juggernaut team. Which is why we talked about the Warriors ad nauseum last year and, oh, is Kevin Durant going to leave and all that stuff. It's just one of those things where it's like, logically, what you're saying makes perfect sense. But just in our minds, oh, well, that's not as much drama. I'd rather just see more drama. I want to see a dynasty fall. Yeah. I want to see, you know, someone get pressed. I want to see, you know, all those kind of things. But logically, Carl is exactly right. Like, I'd much rather see that true parity in the league, knowing two teams are coming in.
I like
they
balance.
Both have an equal chance of winning this game. Wow, I'm intrigued.
There's no suspense
by what's
in that.
Because, I mean, even with KD going to the Warriors, I don't think it would have been as entertaining if you didn't have a Houston Rockets team to look at. If they sweep through everybody in the Western Conference playoffs to get to Cleveland the last 4 years, or without including this most recent one, then it's just not – it's no fun to watch.
Yeah, but like, if Chris Paul was still with the Clippers at that time as opposed to the Rockets, neither one of those two teams would have been strong enough to beat – the Warriors, and they really would have breezed through.
So let me ask you something. If your Kings didn't draft, right, and they got most of their talent from trades, and they were stacked, you wouldn't be happy?
I wouldn't like it. I like.
He's capping.
No, I'm not. That's the thing. Like, everything that I say is so different from everybody else that people feel like I'm lying sometimes. I like the progression of
the De'Aaron
Fox. You
would like the winning, but you wouldn't like the way.
I wouldn't even talk about it. I swear to you, if Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Giannis Antetokounmpo all decided we finna go to the Kings in 2 years,
you'd be hyped.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Why would I?
Why wouldn't
because
you?
I just told
y'all be
you.
Relevant again.
Chances of winning.
I feel like we made ourselves relevant last year by the playoff push that we were in, like, position four. I was disappointed by the fact that we didn't make it. But I like that. I like the fact that we have a De'Aaron Fox, a Buddy Hield, Marvin Bagley. I wish Willie Cauley-Stein would have turned out to be something. I want to see my drafted Kings become those players the way James Harden became who he was.
It doesn't
Giannis became
that way.
No, I know that, but I would like to see that for my own.
It's not always like that.
There is a certain magic in it, though.
Yeah,
I want to
see that.
How the Spurs came
Spurs,
up.
I want to see
Spurs,
a
Spurs and Golden State. That's it, man.
Yeah,
there's
only so few teams.
It's always so few.
I want to see a homegrown.
Usually it's free agency or trades.
I want to see a homegrown star in Sacramento again to make us relevant.
That's real, and it's probably going to be De'Aaron. But anyways, I think it's either that or
86 on 2K.
It's either that or it's just one player. No. It's usually one or two players. It's not usually like a crop of like players that develop and go
lucky.
On to be really good players.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not forget that when we were talking about free agency, I didn't say that I wanted Kawhi or why didn't we trade for Paul George? I was saying that I would have preferred that we sign Bogdanovich from Indiana and Al Horford, who might have two good years left, but about 4 years left in the league. Yeah. That's who I asked for.
It would have been a good pickup.
That's what I'm saying. So I never asked for like superstars. I wanted good players that could balance out the roster of my favorite team. Oh yeah, and the last thing is what, Zion?
So it was 7 years, 75 million?
Oh, they actually put the numbers out because I was looking for it.
7 years, 75, and he left money on the table with other brands.
Mm. Well, I thought that, they said it was equal money. Like, everything was on the same level. That's why I chose Jordan Moran, because it was the best.
I don't know. Like, somebody would have offered more.
Yeah, first report that I saw said that he left money on the table because he wanted to play for his childhood hero.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably wasn't like 100, so it might have all been within like, oh, well, we'll give you 7 years, 5 million. I mean, 80 million or something.
Only 7 years, huh?
Mm-hmm. What did LeBron get, 10 for 100?
10.
He ain't no LeBron.
Then you're right, man. He did leave money on the table.
So, do y'all think that Jordan Brand was the move?
Nope.
The right move? No?
Nope.
I like it for Jordan. I don't really love it for Zion.
Yeah.
But I love it for Jordan. Mm. That was a big pickup.
Campy.
That's a true iconic player. I mean, he's got great talent. You know, Melo, Chris Paul, and, you know, he had Kawhi.
First number one overall pick for him.
Yeah, but what?
Zion transcendent for a transcendent brand, transcendent player.
What Jordan Brand shoe other than Jordan have you seen and gone, you know,
big? The biggest I saw,
Melo, maybe
Chris Paul
over Melo.
I think Chris Paul shoe hit a peak. I mean, what
Chris? I mean,
no,
Carmelo had like
Melos.
Two.
Melo had a couple.
Yeah,
big,
nah,
yeah.
Them first like two Melos were big.
Yeah,
now that I think about
everybody
it.
Everybody want the Melos. I know, definitely like in middle school,
especially they were like
school.
the white and baby blue ones.
Yeah,
with like the little gold
nice.
Melo with the yellow Jordan.
Everybody
now
loved
about
those.
Them was hard.
Yeah. Other than that though, you haven't really when Jordan signs his players, man, they don't really do too big.
Honestly, I don't even know too many. Like, because Russell Westbrook, he had a signature shoe, but his was more fashionable.
Yeah.
And it really just didn't hit like that. And I mean, it's not, I don't recall Maya Moore getting one. Kemba Walker doesn't have one. And then who else do you look?
He just signed Jason Tatum.
Yeah, Jason Tatum was a nice pickup too.
That was a nice pickup.
Yeah, yeah.
He picks up nice players, but
you got people marketing wise.
Yeah, he's still marketing himself.
Yeah. So if Jordan Brand wasn't the move that he should have made, who do you think he should have signed with?
Well, of course, New Balance.
Honestly, I wouldn't have minded something unconventional like a
Under Armour.
Like an Under Armour, possibly a Puma.
Puma.
With Marvin Bagley. You know, just something where you feel like I can do for this what Jordan did with Nike, what LeBron did with Nike, what Steph did with Under Armour. Yeah. Let me do something there. I wouldn't have minded that.
Do you guys think Nike was immediately off the table after he blew his foot through that shoe?
I think so.
That was the deal breaker.
Yeah, probably so. But then again,
I think it could have worked, and you could have used, I don't know what word.
Like a marketing.
Yeah, you could have used that for
like a commercial.
Like you come out with a Zion Bomb 1.
You know what?
that could have worked.
I'll be real. I just am not very pleased by Nike signature shoes lately.
I feel like a lot of them just look too much alike.
Kyrie's are nice.
I like the Kyrie's.
Kyrie's are nice.
You like the SpongeBob collection?
LeBron's? No. LeBron's are always...
I like the same.
LeBron's are always all over the place, so you never know what you're going to get for LeBron.
LeBron's are cool.
They're still pumping out these Kobe shoes. The Kobe shoes are nice.
KD's. KD's sometimes.
I haven't been a fan of KD's since like the KD9s. The KD9s are nice, too, the 10s and 11s. I'm kind of cool off.
I don't even want to say it. But you know.
I've never seen a James Harden in person.
Oh, is he with his Adidas?
His Adidas. I've never,
Paul George.
Paul, his are okay.
But I feel like, that's what I'm saying. They just start to Giannis look too much like
I don't
basic.
Like Giannis's shoe.
I've never seen his.
So I don't know. The color scheme is kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, Giannis had a shoe.
Yeah, he just came out with it.
You know whose shoes didn't look that bad, honestly? Dellavedova.
Yeah.
Well, who's he with? Anta?
Something like that, but his didn't look that bad. I saw a commercial for his. His came out a couple years ago, but his didn't look that bad.
I didn't know Dele had a shoe. Yeah,
shout out Dele, wherever you're playing.
Clay
now.
Thompson.
Yeah, shout out Dele, man.
Oh, you talking about? Oh,
you just saw him.
Yeah, and then I see what you talking about with the colorway.
Yeah,
yeah, but the shoe itself, I'm just not a. Like, that looks like one of those shoes that be at, like, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, that's what they look like regular Nike shoes. Right. They don't look like a signature shoe for anybody.
Yeah. And that's what y'all did for my first signature shoe. I just won MVP, and y'all give me this? All right. I'm
kind of like the KDs.
So it's like, I'm just not a fan, but at the same time, the other brands aren't really pumping out signature shoes that are much better either. Like, the James Harden shoes are cool. Dame's shoes are nice.
Yeah, Dame's.
Dame's shoes are nice.
Derrick Rose. Derrick.
He's still getting his Adidas money though.
Oh yeah, he's
him and T-Mac.
Oh, they was a genius for that.
I've been cool. Ooh, I try to Steph bring back Curry Reebok. Shoes since he had those nurses shoes.
I try to bring
Grandpa
Reebok
shoes.
Back.
Reebok.
I would try to bring Reebok.
Hey,
back.
That'd be nice.
Nah, for real.
Reebok used to have them dope Kamikazes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them Kamikazes.
The questions, the answers.
Reebok should. Yeah, he probably should have signed with Reebok then.
Ooh, do you think they bring back the pump? If you get Zion,
you should.
I've seen a lot of dudes with the pumps.
Yeah,
boy.
That could have anybody could have flipped that, tearing through the shoes, especially with the pump. You do a commercial where he pumping up the shoe so much that it blow off his foot.
Zion, man, get back in the boardroom, man.
Bro, that could have been fire.
Back to square one.
Just pump it up, Zion. Pump it up. He just keep pumping up, then it just blow off his foot.
Don't put the pen to the paper, Zion.
Bro, that would have been a fire.
Wow.
No, man. You go for that.
No, we should have been at the negotiation table.
I should have went to college. I could have been in that boardroom like, dog, I got an idea for you.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, so shout out Zion, you know, 7 years, $75 million. Right. You know, and when you think about it,
seven years
from now, he's only going to be 26 years old, you know, reaching his prime.
Don't tell me.
So, I mean,
remind me.
He could make a switch. He could switch like Kawhi has and go do his own thing. Yeah. So, and be set, you know, $200 million. Yeah.
Boardman.
Hey. Shout out Kawhi, man. I think I brought this up on a previous episode.
No, you didn't.
Although I'm spiteful. I'm not spiteful. I'm a little hurt that, you know, he left San Antonio
Spurs
and everything.
Fan, huh?
Yeah, Spurs fan.
Okay.
But I was just happy to see all the success and all the accolades come towards him. He's finally respected amongst elite circles.
That's what you call a true friend, a true fan. I was rooting for the Warriors simply because they had DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I wanted them to win.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I was rooting for the Raptors because it's Kawhi. I like Kawhi games.
You know what I'm saying?
Kawhi is nice. I mean, mm-hmm. and it's funny how a lot of comparisons started to be made in terms of playing style to, you know, Jordan and Kawhi. And they're accurate. They really are accurate.
Bless you.
Kawhi's not, super flashy or anything. And when you think about Jordan getting to his spots.
Ooh, that boy finds his spots.
I just watched his highlights like 2 nights ago. Yeah. The whole 2019 playoffs. Yeah,
they're not flashy, but they pretty.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he. Oh.
I know. Like, when he's dribbling, he looks like hesitant. It's like, dude, like, what are you doing? But then he's like, oh, yeah, I got exactly where I need to go.
He's doing.
Like
that,
pull up from 18
that
feet.
Three he pulled up for on DeMarcus when Steph was trying to press him up. It's like, it looked like a bad shot,
right.
But he knew what he was doing.
But, you know, it was so funny because I went back to when I watched this past All-Star game. You know, everyone's just pulling up and doing all this stuff. And Kawhi's doing all these pull-up threes. And I'm like, dude, that's not your game. Like, why are you doing that? Like, you're just trying to fit in. Like, stop it. But then he's doing it, like, in the finals now. And it's like,
he was doing it all playoffs, man.
That's my fault. My bad.
I didn't know what you was doing at
that
time.
Right.
I became a bigger fan this past playoffs of Kawhi.
Yeah, and I think everyone's in love with Kawhi now because they got to see more of who he is as a person for an entire season, off season, all that stuff. So, yeah, shout out Kawhi. Boardman gets paid. All right. Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining us. We're definitely gonna have to do this again with you.
For sure.
How'd you like it, bro?
I actually loved it, actually. I was kind of nervous at first, but, I mean...
It's cool, ain't
it? Yeah, actually cool.
It's just like we sitting in the living room, but we got microphones.
Yeah, and then you talk less.
I be saying some shit, though.
Well, you got to promote yourself, Justin, so go ahead and drop your social media platforms. Where can people follow you out, reach out to you?
Social media is, I don't know them off the top of the head, but just check out, I actually changed my name, Mr. Thousandaire Bentley. Check that out. All platforms, I changed it recently. But if not, Bentley Jockin. With a three instead of an E. Look, I don't even know my own name. Like I said, social media is kind of hard for me. So,
well, I'll drop it in the description too. So y'all make sure to check it out and
check
and
me out.
Give them a follow on all the platforms as well. You know, share this with all your friends if it's on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating so that we can go ahead and expand this out more. And when people are searching, Fan Culture pops up and they can check it out. Leave us voice messages, leave us comments, let us know what you guys want to talk about. If you want to be a guest co-host on the show, let us know as well. We see if we can work something out there. Y'all got anything else to add?
We got a poll question?
I don't right now, but we'll figure one out.
Gotcha.
All right, well, till next time, y'all. Peace.
That's a wrap.
Peace.